आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम अभिषेक मुखोपाध्याय। द हेडलाइंस। इंडिया चिली सेकेंड ज्वाइंट कमीशन मीटिंग टू बी हेल्ड इन न्यू दिल्ली टुडे। ज्वाइंट कमिटी ऑफ पार्लियामेंट इन्वाइट्स सजेशंस फ्रॉम पब्लिक ऑन द वाफ अमेंडमेंट बिल 2024। BJP calls 12-hour band in West Bengal to protest against police atrocities on students, demanding justice in Kolkata's rape and murder case. Heavy rainfall wreak havoc in Gujarat. IMD issues red alert and flash floods warning for several districts. Jay Shah elected unopposed chairman of the International Cricket Council. And Paralympics Games 2024 to begin in Paris today. 84 Indian para athletes will compete in the games. External Affairs Mr. Dr. S. Jaishankar and Foreign Affairs of Chile Alberto Van Claverin will co-chair the second India-Chile Joint Commission meeting in New Delhi today. Apart from this, Mr. Claverin will also participate in Chile-India Business Agriculture Summit today and later proceed to Mumbai. Minister for Foreign Affairs of Chile has arrived in New Delhi yesterday. Chile is a key partner of India in the Latin American region. The forthcoming visit of Minister Claverin will provide both sides an opportunity to review the progress in bilateral relations and explore new avenues for cooperation, further strengthening bilateral ties. A high-level delegation from Ministry of External Affairs is in Maldives to review the progress of development cooperation projects in the archipelago. The delegation led by Special Secretary and Financial Advisor Anurag Agarwal had productive engagements with Maldivian ministers and senior officials of the government. The delegation also undertook site visits and reviewed the progress of the Indian projects. The delegation is in Maldives till today. The Joint Committee of Parliament on the WAF Amendment Bill 2024 has invited views and suggestions from the public, NGOs, experts, stakeholders and institutions. In an official statement, the Lok Sabha Secretariat said those desirous of submitting written suggestions to the committee can send two copies either in English or in Hindi to Joint Secretary Lok Sabha Secretariat, and they can also email to jpcwaf_lss@sansad.nic.in. The suggestions should reach within 15 days from the date of the publication of the advertisement. The WAF Amendment Bill, which was introduced in Lok Sabha during the budget session, was referred to the Joint Committee of Parliament for examination. The committee is scheduled to report on the bill to the House by the last day of the first week of the winter session of Parliament this year. Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, has called a 12-hour band in West Bengal today to protest against atrocities by police on students demonstrating against the alleged recent doctor rape and murder case in Kolkata. The protesters and BJP were demanding the resignation of Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee and arrest of those involved in the rape and murder of a doctor at the RG Corps Medical College and Hospital. The violence in Kolkata has been reported yesterday during a student march in Nobanno Abhiyan called by the Chhatra Samaj. Meanwhile, the government of West Bengal is informed that all transport services will run on the road, including the privately operated buses. The state transport minister said that if any taxi or private bus is damaged in the strike, the state government will give the compensation. A correspondent reports that the suburban train services are getting affected by the strike in Sialdah and other places in the state. However, government buses, app cabs and private cars and taxis are running normally in Kolkata and other places in the state. The National Task Force, NTF, constituted by the Supreme Court, will hold a meeting with state chief secretaries and directors general of police today to discuss short-term measures for the security medical professionals. The meeting will be co-chaired by Union Home Secretary and the Union Health Secretary via video conferencing. Yesterday, the first meeting of the task force set up to make recommendations for safety, security and working conditions of medical professionals was held in New Delhi under the chairmanship of Cabinet Secretary. Supreme Court had directed the task force to submit its interim report within 3 weeks and the final report within 2 months. In Jammu and Kashmir, the scrutiny of nominations for the first phase of assembly elections will take place today. The nominations for this phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir ended last evening. As many as 24 seats spread over 6 districts will go to polls in this phase on September 18th. The last date for withdrawal of candidatures is August 30th. Voting for the next two phases will be held on September 25th and October 1st. The results will be announced on October 4th. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said India would soon become the third largest economy in the world. The minister reeled out the growth rates compiled in the IMF's World Outlook report, which shows that India is the fastest growing economy in 2024 with a growth rate of 7%, followed by China with an estimated growth rate of 5%. The International Monetary Fund had last month raised India's GDP growth forecast for 2024-25 to 7% from 6.8% earlier. The growth rate for the US, which is currently the largest economy in the world with a GDP of around $28.8 trillion, is estimated at 2.6%. The country has reported significant progress in kharif crop sowing this year, with the total coverage area surpassing more than 1,065 lakh hectares so far. During the same period last year, approximately 1,044 lakh hectares of area was sown under kharif. The Department of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare released the progress report on area coverage under kharif crops as of yesterday. The area sown with paddy has reached over 394 lakh hectares. It was over 378 lakh hectares during the corresponding period last year. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. The Indian Meteorological Department has issued red alert for several districts of Gujarat for the next 48 hours with prediction of extremely heavy rain at isolated places in Saurashtra and Kutch. IMD has also issued a flash flood risk alert for several districts of Gujarat, including Ahmedabad, Vadodara. Relief and rescue operations is underway in the state, with over 23,000 people living in low-lying areas have been shifted to safer places and over 1,600 have been rescued. Meanwhile, widespread rainfall occurred in Gujarat during the last 24 hours. We have a report.
Over 200 tehsils of Gujarat recorded light to heavy rainfall during the last 24 hours, with more than 60 tehsils receiving rainfall more than 2 inches. Khambhalia in Devbhoomi Dwarka recorded the highest, 14 inches of rainfall. Rajkot, Morbi Jamnagar, Devbhoomi Dwarka districts are worst affected by the heavy rains. Meanwhile, massive waterlogging has affected normal life in several northern and central districts, including Vadodara, Anand, Ahmedabad. Water level in Vishwamitri River in Vadodara is consistently increasing. Additional water is being discharged from all the major dams, including Sardar Sarovar Dam, Ukai Dam and Kadana Dam. Several trains passing through Ahmedabad and Rajkot have been cancelled. In view of the prediction of heavy rains, schools will remain closed in all the flood-affected districts for today also. With the report of Aparna Khund from Ahmedabad, this is Aishwarya Rai Nigam from Akashvani, Delhi.
In Bihar, thousands of people have been displaced due to flood conditions in Bhagalpur, Munger, West Champaran, Khagaria, Katihar and some other districts. We have more from a correspondent.
In flood-affected areas of Bhagalpur, Katihar and Kisanganj district, several rural roads, protective embankments and houses have been damaged due to the deluge. Crisis of fodder is prevailing before farmers for their livestock. In West Champaran district, roads are submerged in Bagha, Thakraha, Madhubani and Piprasi blocks. Country-made boats are only main mode of conveyance in flood-affected regions. Flood-displaced people have taken shelter at higher places. Mendra Kumar Rai, Akashvani News, Patna.
Meanwhile, the India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall in western, central and coastal parts of the country for the next 2 to 3 days. The agency said the deep depression of Saurashtra and Kutch and adjoining North Gujarat have moved westwards. Under this influence, Gujarat, Saurashtra and Kutch, Rajasthan, Maharashtra are expected to witness very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall till the 31st of this month. An interministerial central team led by Joint Secretary, Minister of Home Affairs, B.C. Joshi, will visit Tripura today to take stock of the situation in the wake of disastrous floods in the state. Officials from the Ministries of Agriculture, Finance, Jal Shakti, Rural Development and Road Transport and Highways are in the team. Revenue Secretary of Tripura, Brijesh Pandey, said more than 72,000 flood-affected people have taken shelter at 492 camps across the state. Of these, more than 50,000 people are sheltered at temporary camps in Gomti district. India has developed its own indigenous RT-PCR testing kit for Mpox. The Central Drug Standard Control Organization, CDSCO, has approved Siemens Healthineers IMTX Mpox detection RT-PCR test for the viral disease. The test delivers results in just 40 minutes, significantly faster than traditional methods, which takes 1 to 2 hours. Indian medical scientists have developed a new smart sensor for adjusting drug dosage to manage Parkinson's disease. The sensor is a smartphone-based fluorescence turn-on system, which is affordable and user-friendly. Institute of Advanced Study in Science and Technology said the sensor would help in accurately detecting the concentration of L-DOPA in the body, which will aid in determining the required dosage for effective control of the disease. L-DOPA is a chemical which is converted to dopamine in the human body and acts as an anti-Parkinson's drugs. A novel single-strain oral cholera vaccine, OCV, has been launched by the Bharat Biotech International Limited, BBIL, in Hyderabad. The vaccine, named Hilcol, was developed under license from Hilleman Laboratories and is funded by Merck USA and Wellcome Trust UK. The Paralympics Games 2024 will officially get underway in Paris today and will go on till the 8th of September. This is the first time that France will stage a summer Paralympics. The country previously hosted the Winter Paralympics in 1992 in Tignia and Albertville. We have more from a correspondent.
A total of 84 Indian para-athletes will compete in this edition of the Games. It is India's largest contingent in Paralympic history. India will compete in 12 of the 22 sports scheduled at Paris 2024, including making a debut in para-cycling, para-judo and para-rowing, para-archery, para-cycling, para-taekwondo, para-swimming and para-table tennis are other events where Indians will be seen in action. From tomorrow, para athletes will kick off from Friday, where 38 Indian athletes will participate. The spotlight will be on javelin thrower Sumit Antil, who is the Tokyo 2020 gold medalist in the F64 category and world record holder Bhavina Patel in women's singles category. Renu Kataria, Sports Desk.
Jay Shah, the current Honorary Secretary of the BCCI, has been elected unopposed as the independent chair of the International Cricket Council. Mr. Shah was the sole nominee for the chairmanship. He will assume his position on the 1st of December this year. At 35, Shah has become the youngest ever to hold the position. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shagun Chopra.
Thank you, Abhishek. The Hindu Business Line, quoting Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman, says no U-turn on pension scheme, UPS only made choice-driven. Kolkata turns battleground as clashes erupt in Nabanna rally, reports the Asian Age. BJP's nationwide membership drive from 2nd September, notes the Statesman. Mohanlal quits as Malayalam film body chief, states Business Standard. India inks 837 crore rupees deal for 73,000 more assault rifles amid tensions with China, reports the Times of India. Modi talks Ukraine war with Putin days after visit to Kiev, writes Hindustan Times. The Hindu quotes External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar as saying India-Brazil strategic partnership deepened and diversified over years. Mayawati re-elected president of BSP, informs the Hindu. And finally, on Paris 2024 Paralympics, Financial Express writes, India looks to maintain upward trajectory. And with that, it's back to you, Abhishek.
Thank you, Shagun. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. India-Chile's second joint commission meeting to be held in New Delhi today. Joint Committee of Parliament invites suggestions from the public on the WAF Amendment Bill 2024. BJP calls 12-hour bund in West Bengal to protest against police atrocities on students, demanding justice in Kolkata's rape and murder case. Heavy rainfall wreak havoc in Gujarat, IMD issues red alert and flash flood warning for several districts. Jay Shah elected unopposed chairman of the International Cricket Council. And Paralympics Games 2024 to begin in Paris today. 84 Indian para-athletes will compete in the Games. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.